You're listening to Evenings with Chris Barth
on ABC Radio Sydney, Canberra and New South Wales.
Now, I know the Commonwealth Games didn't finish so long ago, so when I tell you about a decathlon, now, it's not that I've gone sports mad. It's more of a, shall we say, learning opportunity, this decathlon I'm going to tell you about. Students from the University of Wollongong are recently back from Dubai, where they're competing in a set of 10 competitions between universities around the world. And basically, they have to come up with new ideas for efficient houses. Now, the Wollongong team has another really interesting dimension to its project. It's building an ecologically sound house that will suit Australia's ageing population and the expected exponential growth in the number of us who will suffer dementia within 30 years. It just so happens too, and you should know this, that the University of Wollongong are the carryover champions. They won this competition 5 years ago in China. Clayton McDowell is leading the University of Wollongong team in the Solar Decathlon Middle East and joins me now. Clayton, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, tell me about this house that you're designing.
So this house is our Desert Rose House. It's a sustainable house, which is a requirement of the competition. But like you said, we've taken the initiative to try and do something a little bit different outside of the competition requirements, where we're trying to design it for people living with age-related disabilities such as dementia, and trying to improve or really start the conversation in the construction industry of what are we going to do as we continue to age, and how are we going to improve the quality of lives of people that are currently living with dementia and some of us that will no doubt get it in the future.
Was there anything in particular that made you decide to go down this track with the entry?
Yeah, so I'm a PhD student, and with my research, I've gone out to about 200 low-income elderly people's homes in the Greater Illawarra as part of a two-year study. And for that study, we started to come across a whole bunch of things in people's homes that just didn't it didn't gel with how we really should be living. So an example is one lady in the Southern Highlands that I visited. We performed building audits on their homes and had to inspect all the windows. And when I was inspecting her window, she said, "Can you just leave it cracked open a little bit?" Because the arthritis in her hand meant that if we closed the window, she'd never be able to open it again. So in winter, all of her windows are cracked open a little bit. And I have the temperature data to show that it goes quite cold during the winter. But also when she leaves her home, it's completely unsecured. So that's quite a simple fix, really. We're just talking about changing the way windows close and open, the way the latch operates. But we started to encourage some people living with dementia as well, and how they have to change their lives and sometimes have to change their homes, because being a two-year study, we had to ask them, are they going to be in their home for the next 2 years? And the most common answer, word for word, was the only way I'm leaving this home is in a box. But in reality, that's not really true, because typically what happens is as we grow older, our body degrades a little bit, and sometimes our mind degrades. And eventually the home that we've grown up in, the home that we live in, the home with all of our local community and support, is actually sometimes becomes no longer suitable or even a hazard to our health. And so we have to move into something that might be more suitable. So we're trying to show that if we design houses right from the ground up to be adaptable and to improve the quality of lives as we go down those future generations, that we don't have to leave our communities and our support networks, so we can actually live in comfort in our own home for longer.
So how do you make a home dementia-friendly?
Yeah, so that's been quite a learning experience for all of our students. And there's lots of different aspects. The thing with dementia is it encompasses so many different aspects, and everyone's journey with it is different. Mm. So we've started with the floor plan layout, and an example with that is our bedroom has an ensuite attached to it in the house. And if you wake up in bed and you pop up, you can actually have a direct line of sight to the toilet bowl. So not the actual bathroom, the actual toilet bowl itself. And if you can see that, then people living with dementia are sometimes up to 8 times more likely to use the bathroom rather than just forgetting and creating a mess. So little things like that can help later on in life. Dubai enabled just with a floor plan layout. And also when they leave the bedroom, for instance, they've got direct line of sight to the couch, which is quite often associated as a place of relaxation, and also the dining table, which is associated with food. So we kind of try to shape the house in a way that it's almost like binary decisions where they can, you know, do I want this or do I want that? But really, Professor Richard Fleming has said, if you design for dementia, then it's just good design in the sense that you don't get lost. If we designed everything, then we'd always be able to find the bathrooms in the shopping centres or whatever. It'd just be easier to navigate, full stop.
Yeah, so it sounds like you sort of everything is a visual trigger in a dementia-friendly house.
Yeah, so but we're starting to build in extra technology as well. So we have like electronic taps from Enware where there's no resistance on them. So you can't have those people over tighten it where you can never turn it back on. This is electronic, so there's no resistance. But also, if someone flushes the toilet and the house has sensors to recognise that, we could say light up the tap or even turn it on to try and trigger them to, you know, wash their hands or do other activities that may need be. To help guide them through their general activities of the day.
Now, I know that you're still building Desert Rose. I understand it's still under construction at the moment. How many people does it take to design and build? Are you all students working on it?
Yeah, so we're all students. We have a mix of students from the University of Wollongong and TAFE New South Wales from our local campus. The student count is it's a hard one to place a number on because we've had lots of classes involved. We have probably about 50 active students at any one time, but over the last year and a half, we've had over 200 students that have been involved in this journey, which is great.
Now, I was reading you have to take this with you, the house, to Dubai in November for judging. How do you do that?
Yeah, so and we did this with our previous house, the Illawarra Flames. So it's designed to be pulled apart in 5 days and reassembled in only 10 days. And that's reassembled to a livable condition, so everything has to function. So we pull it apart, we design it to be able to be pulled apart and put into shipping containers and then reassembled quickly, which is a big challenge, especially when we're working with different sponsors in trying to get them to understand that we don't just want to put this house together once, we actually want to do it 4 times. So that's interesting how we go about that.
Well, that would affect the design too, I'd imagine.
Massively, yeah. So everything has to be designed to fit through the door of a shipping container. And it changes some of the things that we do in real practice if we were to build these sorts of houses en masse. But it also gives us other opportunities in how we go about doing different things. But structurally, the structural engineers, they have a very interesting job of making the house stand up with different connections that have to go in and out several times and still stay strong and sturdy.
Now, is there a practical application for this at the end of it all? Is it realistic cost-wise to be able to build one of these homes in the real world according to your design?
Well, the Solar Decathlon is there to kind of drive innovation. So typically the houses in the competition is about 5 years ahead of market. So we quite often get asked on the cost effectiveness, but a lot of these are prototype houses, and the way we refer to it is it's the Formula One version of houses, but a lot of the technology that we create we hope to drive into the industry or just change the direction that the industry is kind of taking. So we continue to test this house, though. So the Illawarra Flame House that competed in China, that's on the University of Wollongong's Innovation Campus, and people can actually stay in it for the weekend if they choose, so they can actually rent it. But we continue to research that as well.
So it sounds like you're road testing it, like really practical road testing.
Correct, yeah. And our dream with this one is we actually have a shortage of respite care homes down in the Illawarra region. So it'd be lovely if we're actually able to somehow manage to get that up and running down here, which would, you know, enable it to be used for the purpose that it's designed for. And at the same time, we'd be able to get data to say, you know, did we make the right decisions or can we feed that back into the industry to do something different?
Now, I know last night you had a little sort of open home, I suppose, if you like, of the Desert Rose. Who went and what did they think?
Yeah, we have what we call a trade night, which is good. So it's only got the bare bone structure up and a few extra other things. But we had people from our local sponsors. We had a lot of people from TAFE, from the university itself, but also from the general public and tradespeople come in. as well as some people living with dementia as well. So it's always good to be able to show that off. We had a really good positive response, and a lot of them are excited to see when we put it on public display in July. So we'll have it open when it's fully finished to the public, and gives us a chance to practice our touring skills as well, because we have to tour the public when we go over to Dubai.
So you've got a big open house in July. If people are interested, is there somewhere they can go for more information?
Yeah, the best place is our website. So if you go to desertrosehouse.com.au, it's a little, the website's a little bare at the moment because we're keeping a few cards close to our chest. We don't want any of the other teams pinching some of our ideas. But as we get closer to the competition, we'll continue to leak little snippets of some of the smart stuff that we've put into this thing.
Clayton, I've got a quick question for you. It's coming on the text line. Somebody, first of all, saying thank you for your fabulous study, but asking this question: can you add cut-off switches for stoves? My mum with dementia often leaves a pot of apples cooking, then forgets, and the pot burns dry.
Yeah, correct. We can do that to just about anything. So we're wiring the entire house and all the appliances to what we call a BMS, a building management system, and that enables us to be able to turn things on or off as required. And so all that sort of thing is programming. But what we want to do with that sort of information further is actually detect changes in behaviour. So if all of a sudden they are starting to leave the stove on, as opposed to what they used to do, then maybe it's time to maybe go see a doctor and see whether there has been changes in their medical status and whether we can change some things in the house to actually help and detect their regular patterns. We want to be able to also feed them information such as if they run the washing machine when it's finished, maybe we can send a message to them to say, oh, now's a good time to go and peg the washing out, it's finished, sort of thing.
Yeah, well, it sounds like an incredible project. Best of luck with it. And thanks so much for coming on the show.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
That's Clayton McDowell. He's leading the University of the Wollongong team in the solar decathlon with the fabulous idea. It's not just a sustainable, ecologically sound home, but potentially one that could make a really big difference to people living with dementia in Australia. And when you think about the predictions of how many of us are going to have dementia over the next 30 years, it's a really great idea. And if you want to know more about it, you can go to that website that Clayton mentioned. The website is desertrosehouse.com.au, desertrosehouse.com.au.